My name is Akil Palmer. I am 12 years old.
My name is Paul Francis. I am 11 years old.
My name is Deja Nubi. I'm 14 years old.
My name is Lucas Kelly. I am 13 years old.
We interviewed
Tim Brown on August 20th, 2015.
Growing up in McKeesport actually was very exciting. You know, we had a lot of things to do. We had a lot of parks we can play in. We had a lot of good role models that we grew up with. We had a lot of sports and stuff we did, so I was pretty much as interacting with the actually our role models as a little child, and they kind of brought us up in the right way. My father was always there with the support. My mom and dad was always there for support as we was growing up, and they kept us in a lot of sports. So I played football, basketball, and baseball. In my junior college, I ended up playing all three sports. So I played football, basketball, and baseball. And I was actually honored to be a Hall of Famer in my junior college for playing all three sports. I had a neck injury, had a helmet-to-helmet collision running down arena football on a kickoff. Didn't see the guy coming. Remember it happened like it was yesterday. I was running full speed down on the kickoff team, seeing the guy peeling back. And by the time I was trying to brace myself, it was like a helmet-helmet collision. And I was paralyzed for about five to six seconds. Had no feelings in my whole body. Then it came back, then I was good to go. But they wouldn't release me to play after that injury. My goal I had was to play in the professional level, which I did play with the New Orleans Saints and end up playing with the Canadian Football League with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Played over in Scotland, the World League of Football. The goals that I set when I was a kid, I did reach. My ninth grade year, I was kicked out of school because I thought I was a hard-nosed, want-to-be-in-trouble type kid. And I ended up getting kicked out of a football game. After a football game, I got to a little fight. And actually, me and a couple of my boys that I was with, we went down and got into a lot of trouble. We kind of injured this one guy after the game for no reason at all. Just, you know, we wanted to be tough. That happened on school grounds, so I got expelled my whole ninth grade year out of school. And I bounced back from that, though. You know, everybody make bad choices in life, and you can bounce back from what you make. My first job actually was probably back in, I want to say 1992, when I was at West Virginia University as a summer job working at the Reuben Memorial Hospital. Started out at Hudson Valley Community College up in New York as a junior college, and then to finish up in University of West Virginia. I was born and raised here in McKeesport, and my wife's from the South Bronx, and she see what's going on in McKeesport, and she was like, it's time to move. And I told her, you know, let me run for city council, see what I can do to help change the city around. And I think we're leading to the right directions. We just need everybody to go on the same page. The neighborhood that I seen when I was growing up was a lot liver than it is now. And we got to try to build it back up. I look at myself as a good role model. Been there, done that. You know, I was a good boy, I was a bad boy, so I can relate to, you know, all the young African-Americans growing up. And it's a struggle out here for you guys, for the younger ones. And my goal on the city council is to get more young African-American involved in the community by either setting up, like, leagues, basketball leagues, or, you know, just getting more involved. I think we can make the city a great city to live in.